我们今天讲的是箴言书的第十章的十二节到二十一节。
Today we'll be looking at Proverbs 10:12 to Proverbs
10:21。好，我们先来看第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节，这里说恨能挑起争端。
Hatred stirs up strife。
爱呢，能够遮掩一切过错。
But love covers all offenses。
我们呢？虽然我们说我们好像是很有爱心的
although we say we have a lot of love,
但是我告诉你一件事情是什么，我们人生来呢里面是有恨的
when we are born, we are actually born with hatred.
恨呢不单单指着我们就是要害谁或者要杀谁
hatred doesn't only refer to wanting to hurt, to harm or to kill people.
这个恨呢是一个生命里边的一个品质的
It's one of the attributes of our character.
是罪人的一个特点的。
It's something that is particular to the sinner.
那我们讲说神是爱。
God is love.
所以当人犯罪的时候呢，当失去了神的形象的时候呢，里边充满的就是恨。
So when man sinned and he forfeited the image of law, of God, he was filled with hatred instead.
那恨的表现呢？不单单是表现在说，哎呀，我很生气这个人，我很讨厌这个人。
Hatred is not only expressed when you are angry with or you are annoyed with somebody.
也表现在许多对其他人的一个不好的态度的上面。
You also express your hatred in your bad attitude toward people.
所以，当我们与人之间的关系一种不正确的关系发生的时候呢，就容易引起争端。
So when we have not good relationships with other people, it can cause strife.
我们彼此，你不能够信任我，我也不能够信任你。
If I can't trust you and you can't trust me,
你也不能同意我，我也不能够同意你。
And we don't agree with each other.
因为我们都是自我为中心的。
Because we're both self-centered.
所以恨呢？是我们自我为中心的一个表现的。
Hatred is actually an expression of our self-centeredness.
所以我们今天看到这个世界都在打仗啊，很多的战争，是不是
？So we see a lot of wars today.
这个国家和国家之间就叫战争。
Between countries, hatred is called war.
所以人与人之间呢，就是不和睦、不和平。
But between people, it's just strife or conflict.
所以恨呢？它是有几个层次的。
Hatred has different degrees.
那么争端呢也有不同的层次的。
And so does strife.
那么我们普通的同学朋友之间的恨呢，就是我不理你了。
Between friends, if you hate your friend, you might just not talk to them.
国家和国家之间有争端的时候就打仗了。
Between countries.There will be wars, fighting.
所以我们看到，当人犯罪之后的话呢，里边充满的是罪的。
So after man sinned, we were filled with hatred.
我们充满的是恨的。
Hatred.
是没有爱的。
No love.
好了，下边就说，爱能遮掩一切的过错。
But love covers all offenses.
爱呢，我们也不是单单讲了这个，仅仅这个就是爱的。
Love isn't just hugging people.
爱呢，也表现在我们很多的时候和我们周围的人的一种和睦。
Love is also harmony that we have with the people around us.
和我们周围一切东西的一个和睦的关系。
This harmonious relationship that we have with those around us.
比如说，如果我里边有恨的话
，If I have hatred in me，
别人冒犯我了
，And somebody else。Offended me.
那我就要跟他争，跟他打。
Then I will fight the person.
因为我里边有恨。
Because I hate.
同样，我里边如果有爱的话。
But if I have love in me.
我就可以去包容他。
I can forgive. I can forgive this person if I have love.
也可以忍耐。Patient.Patience.
I can be patient with this person.
那么就不会打架了。
Instead of fighting.
好了，那 当恨挑起争端的时候呢，就两个方面呢，就都陷落在罪的这边。
When hatred stirs up strife, then the two parties both will fall into sin.
但是如果有一方有爱的话呢
？But if one party has love,
这两方就不会陷落在罪的里边。
Then they won't fall into sin.
会掉在爱的里边。
Put into love.
Love each other.
They will love each other.
就不会打仗，就不会犯罪。
They won't fight each other. They won't sin against each other.
所以，孩子们。你们要学习一件事情，你要与你周围的人和睦。
So you need to learn to be in harmony or at peace with the people around you.
但是这个和平呢，不是和罪和平。
But this isn't harmony with sin.
而是在爱里头的和平。
But harmony within love.
像神一样的爱在里边。
With a godly love.
这样的话呢，你就不会让别人犯罪的。
So that you will not cause other people to sin.
你自己呢也不会犯罪的。
And you yourself will not sin.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
Very important.
所以呢，当我们处理问题的时候呢，处理任何的这种分歧纷争的时候呢，要用爱。
So whenever we try to resolve conflicts or strife, we need to do it with love.
无论与你的家里边的弟兄也好，弟兄哥哥妹妹也好。
Whether it's with your siblings,
或者与你父母也好
or with your parents,
或者跟你的同学也好
or with your classmates,
和周围的人也好
or,
你都要尝试着用爱的方式去解决
you need to solve problems using love.
不要时常发起你的怒气
don't express your anger.
当你怒气发作的时候，实际是表达你里边有恨的
when you do that, it means that you have hatred in you.
爱呢是神本身就是爱
God is love
所以当我们去用爱的方法去解决问题的时候呢所以我们就是用神的办法来的解决问题
So when we use love to cover all offenses to solve our problems we are using God's way to resolve things
我们就不会犯罪
And so we will not sin
即便是对方恨你
Even if the other person hates you
你也不要恨他。
You can't hate them back.
我们人的观念是你恨我，我恨你，这很公平啊。
Normally we might think that it's fair if somebody hates you and then you hate them back.
当别人恨你的时候，你也恨他的时候，两个人就都犯罪的。
If somebody hates you and you hate them, then both of you have sinned.
上帝都要审判的。
And God will condemn both.
但是如果说他恨你，你去爱他的时候呢？
But if the other person hates you, but you love them instead,
不但你不会犯罪
not only will you have avoided sin,
你会发现对方的话呢也不会犯罪
but you'll find that the other person won't sin either.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情
So this is very important.
所以我们无论在家里，无论在学校，要用爱来解决问题，而不是用恨来解决问题。
At home or at school, we need to use love to solve problems rather than use hate.
好，下面呢，我们就进入到一个另外一个话题当中。
Verse 13。
下面讲到的这两节经文呢，他说：“明哲人嘴里有智慧。”
On the lips of him who has understanding.
无知人背上受刑杖。
On the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense.
智慧人积存知识。
The wise lay up knowledge.
欲望人的口述至败坏
But the mouth of a fool brings ruin
所以我们就说这里边在讲有关人讲话的事情
So this is about the way we speak
所以年轻人你们都处在一个阶段在讲话你们在一个人生的一个 period 你在学习怎么讲话
So at this point in your lives you are all learning how to speak
就好像 Daniel 和 Ina 一样他们正在学习讲话
Or younger children are
所以这里告诉我们说明哲人嘴里有智慧
On the lips of him who has understanding wisdom is found
所以我们讲话呢要讲出得讲出有智慧
When we speak we need to speak wisdom
你会发现呢我们嘴是做什么用的
What are our mouths for
讲话
Speaking
讲什么呢
Speaking what
造就人的话
Words that edify people
benefit
yeah
造就人的话 仅此而已吗？
Is that it?
好了，那咱俩就不用说话了。
Then we can just not.
比如说你妈妈楼上说，哎，下来吃饭，当然这会造就你，对吧？
If your mom tells you, come down to eat, that benefits you.、
嗯这当然了吧，要你会可以有饭吃嘛，肚子不饿会造就你。
Because you can have something to eat and you will not be hungry.
你放学回来了，你跟妈妈说 hi.
When you come home from school, you say hi to your mother.
你就不要说了，因为不造就人。
Well, you might as well not say it because it doesn't benefit her.
所以讲话呢，基本上是呢，你说造就人呢，那是一部分，另外一部分是什么呢？我们讲出的话呢，是跟人家沟通的。
You speak words to benefit people, yes, but that's only part of it. We also speak just to interact with people.
你要表达你的意思。
To express something that you mean.
所以最基本的来说呢，我们讲话呢就是要表达一个意思，表达我什么意思。
So fundamentally speaking, is for us to express.Something.
这是语言的最基本的用途。
That's the most basic function of language.
所以你会发现有很多的时候我们讲话的时候呢，我们没讲什么东西的，讲啊今天的天气很好。
A lot of times we talk a lot without saying much. We just talk about the weather.
啊，很热。
It's very hot.
是不是？我们只是在表达一种我们的感受。
We're just expressing how we feel.
或者我们的思想。
Or what we're thinking.
但是呢，这里说明哲人嘴里有智慧的。
But here it says, on the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found.
我们还会可以讲出智慧的。
We are able to speak wise things.
智慧呢，就对别人是非常有帮助的了。
Wisdom help other people.
有时，也就是说，这个人的讲话呢，会对别人有帮助。
In other words, what this person speaks will help.
好了，下面就说了，无知人背上受刑杖。
But a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense.
另外一种人就是没有智慧的。
The other type of person here is the one who lacks sense.
他们总是挨打。
They always get beaten.
智慧的人可以借着他的讲的话帮助别人。
A wise person can help.Someone else,
没有智慧的，没有智慧的人呢，他总挨人家打。
A person without wisdom is always beaten.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
你去门口去骂一个人，你找一个很壮的大壮汉，你去打他一拳，骂他一句，你看你他打不打你？
If you go outside and then you insult some big strong person,
这里他用的是什么？
Yeah, they'll beat you up.
好，这里边讲到了无知的人，这里边用的词是什么呢？就是 lack sense， 就是没有常识的人。
Someone who lacks sense。
嗯，就是一些基本的语言的表达，他都不懂的。
Who doesn't understand how to communicate？
所以我们当讲话呢，我们是需要学习的。
We need to learn how to speak.
所以这里边我们看到了哈，讲话呢有两种。
There are two types of.
一种呢是对别人是有帮助的。
Two types of speech, one helps others.
另一种呢，这个汉语不太好表达，英语就比较好表达 ，doesn't make sense.
The other one is when you don't make sense.
就我们中国人可能就讲叫疯话，不知道他在讲什么。
Like you don't, nobody knows what you're talking about.
但是他总在讲话，啦啦啦啦啦啦，一直在讲。
But you're always talking.
所以我们要清楚哈，这个。那么下面我们知道，那我们如何我们能够讲出智慧的话，与人有帮助呢
？So how can we speak wisdom in order to help people？
我们如何避免去讲那些没有 sense 的话、没有知识的话，讲一些愚昧的话呢
？How do we avoid talking nonsense and foolishness？
好了，下面就知道了。说智慧人积存知识
，The wise lay up knowledge。
看到了，这就是最重要的一件事。
That's the most important part.
他嘴巴上能够讲出智慧，是因为什么呢？因为他里边有智慧。
The wise person is able to speak wisdom because he has wisdom in him.
这里当我们讲到是智慧时候和知识的时候呢，都是一样的。
Here wisdom and knowledge refer to the same thing.
当我们讲真言书的时候呢，有几个词呢都是一样的。
In Proverbs there are a number of terms that mean the same thing.
Wisdom, 智慧，或者叫什么呢 ？Understanding， 或者叫 teaching， 或者叫 knowledge,
knowledge,
这几个都是一样的。
They mean the same thing.
它的意思是一样，都是 the knowledge of God, 有关上帝的知识。
These all refer to the knowledge of God.
都是有关上帝的一切的知识。
Knowledge, yeah.
所以呢，我们要想嘴里边能够讲出与人有帮助、有智慧的话呢，那么我们这个肚子里边必须得有什么？有智慧，有知识。
So, if we want to speak wisdom, we need to first have wisdom and understanding.
如果我们肚子里边空空的，里边都是垃圾，那嘴里边出来的是什么？
If we're empty or if we're filled with garbage,、
嗯、
then what we speak
也是 garbage,
is also garbage,
也是垃圾，这是很正常的一件事情。
It's a very normal thing.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们心里边有什么，嘴里边就讲什么。
The Bible tells us that what is in our hearts flows out of our mouths.
所以一个愚昧的人，不是他讲什么话愚昧，而是他里边就愚昧，他的心就是愚昧。
Sorry, 再说一遍。
一个愚昧的人不是因为他讲什么话他愚昧，而是他里边充满了愚昧。
A foolish person is foolish not because he speaks foolish things, but just because he's filled with foolishness.
同样的道理，一个人他有智慧，他嘴巴上不是他讲什么话他才是个智慧的人，而是他里边充满了智慧。
In the same way, a wise person is not made wise because he speaks wisdom, but because he already has wisdom in him.
所以我们今天在学习，孩子们。
So that's why we need to study this.
我们每个星期都在学。
Why we are studying this every week.
所以有关上帝的知识。
The knowledge of God.
或者说我们叫智慧。
Or wisdom.
在你的心里边就不断的在积累。
So that it may continuously accumulate in your heart.
你看，有些小朋友在睡觉的。
Some children are sleeping.
但是我告诉你哈。他们心里边也在积累
but they're still,
也在积累智慧
they're still accumulating wisdom in their hearts.
为什么呢
Why is that?
Teresa 为什么你看他俩睡觉呢你看他也没停为什么他们就积攒智慧呢因为他们能够坐在这里这是已经是智慧了因为你们没有见过一年前的他们
It's wise already that they're able to sit here.
他们已经有智慧在里边了。
Last year, they already have some measure of wisdom.
因为他们现在可以坐在这里。
Because now they're able to sit here.
因为一年前的时候他们都不能坐在这里。
One year ago, this was not the case.
这个小朋友现在能够这么安静的坐在这儿，这已经是很大的智慧了。
If a little child is able to sit still, that's ready.
所以呢，我们不要轻看我们孩子，做父母的，我们不要轻看我们孩子的每一点的进步。
So, parents must not belittle any bit of progress that their children make.
我们能够学习智慧，首先我们能够坐下来，这本身就是一个开始。
In our endeavor to learn wisdom, being able to sit here and listen is already a start.
所以我们呢，我们不要，你可能会说，哎，上个星期学什么我忘记了。
You might have forgotten what you learned about last week.
去年学什么东西呢？我可能忘了更多的。
And you completely forgot everything from last year.
但是你就不断的在积累。
But you are continuously
collecting. 我给你举个例子，你马上就明白了。
For example,
Nancy.你在计算机里边所有存的东西，你是不是都知道？
Do you know every single thing that you have saved on your computer?
所以我们计算机里边有好多东西，实际上你是不知道的。
There are a lot of things on your computer that you don't know about.
你就不断的往里存，不断的往里存，不断的往里存。
Because you're continuously just saving things in there.
但是突然有一天，你说，哎呀，我上次旅行的时候，我照了个相片。
But one day you'll think, oh.Last time I went on vacation, there was a photo I took.
然后你就去怎么样？去搜索。
And then you're going to search for it.
哎，找到了那个相片。
You find the photo.
我们也是一样的。
We're the same.
智慧也是如此的。
Wisdom works the same way.
而智慧呢？如何搜索呢
？And how do we search through our wisdom?
如何呢？智慧的搜索不是你自己靠自己能够做到的。
It's not something that you can do by your own abilities.
上帝会帮助你，借着他的灵会帮助你想起来曾经听到的智慧的知识。
God, through His Spirit, will help you, will remind you of the things that
你曾经学的学到过的那些智慧。
He will remind you of the wisdom that you learned previously.
但是你可能曾经你可能已经忘记了。
Something that maybe you had forgotten.
但是呢，只是存储在某一个你不知道的空间里边。
But it's saved in some cranny of you.
所以你们要积存知识。
So you need to lay up knowledge.
以至于你讲出来的话呢，都是带着知识、带着智慧的。
So that whatever you speak carries knowledge and wisdom.
人家一听你讲话，人家喜欢听你讲话。
And people will like hearing you.
为什么呢？人家可以得到帮助。
Because they can be helped by what you say.
人家可以知道，哎，你讲话不一样。
They can realize that you speak differently from others.
换句话说，另外一个相反的方面。
On the other hand.
说他。一个欲望人
a foolish person,
他肚子里边都是垃圾
has garbage in their
所以当他的嘴里边出来那些东西的时候他就可以污染人败坏人
so whatever he speaks can corrupt and contaminate other people
不但别人从他里边得不到帮助而且什么还会败坏的
not only will other people not able to be helped Not only are other people not helped by what they say, but they will be defiled.
所以呢，孩子们，你们呢，跟我们曾经学习的环境呢是不一样，长大的环境是不一样的。
So today the environment in which children are raised is very different from 2,000 years ago, from before.
我想说的是什么呢？你们的父母呢，就是我们，你们的父母就是我们这个年纪的。
Your parents.
我们曾经受到的教育是少说话。
Learn before that it was better to speak.
甚至于我们
as little as possible.
甚至于我们中国人说沉默是金。
Chinese people said silence is gold.
Yeah. 就是搁这里不说话是金。
If you don't talk, then you're golden.
所以在中国的时候，你要到中国的像我这个年纪的人当中，那个不说话的人，你必须小心的。
So if you meet people of that age and they don't talk, then you have to be careful because they're very impressive.
所以当你不断的在讲话的时候，你父母会讲你这样一天总讲话。
So when you talk too much, your parents will get annoyed and tell you to stop talking.
特别是女孩子，我们的父母都会说，女孩子要学习安静。
Especially for girls, our parents, parents will say, oh.Girls must be quiet.
似乎说你安静了，你就是个好女孩。我们汉语叫淑女。
So if as long as you're very quiet, you're a good person, good girl, good child.
每天巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉一顿讲话了，父母就会哎，不要讲那么多话。
If you talk too much, they'll tell you stop talking.
但是这边的教育呢，你从上小学开始呢，他就培养你去讲话。
But rather here, children are taught.From a young age to learn how to speak.
他就培养你表达你自己。
They're taught to express themselves.
所以呢，现在我们就明白一件事情：无论你能讲话也好，或者说我不讲话也好，这都不是重要的。
So whether you talk a lot or you don't talk, that's not the important thing.
重要的是我们讲什么。
The question is, what are you saying?
如果我们要是使人败坏的话呢，最好就别说。
If you speak words that corrupt people, then you should just not speak.
如果你嘴里可以出来这些智慧的话，使人有帮助的话呢，你多说一点也没问题。
If you speak wisdom, which can help other people, then it's okay if you speak a bit more.
所以说话本身不是问题。
Talking in itself is not the problem.
问题是什么呢？是我们说什么。
The problem is what are you speaking?
因为我们说什么呢？反映出来我们里边是什么。
Because what we say reflects what we carry within us.
所以我们的重点在哪里呢？重点就是在这里说我们要积存这个知识，积存这个智慧在我们的里边。
So the main point is that we must lay up knowledge in us.
这才是重要的。
That's the important thing.
所以不说话呢，未必是好，不一定是好。
So to stay silent is not necessarily good.
说多了呢，也不一定就好。Talkative,
Being very talkative isn't necessarily good either.
所以重要的是我们讲什么，我们必须要清楚我们自己在讲什么。
But you must clearly understand like what it is that you're saying.
所以呢，我们中国人有句话，这边也有句话，就是说不要讲一些废话。
So we shouldn't speak
nonsense. Doesn't make sense.
Non 废话跟 nonsense 还是不一样。
不一样哈，就没用的话。
Like useless things.
嗯哼。所以我们讲话呢要非常非常的重要的，因为有些时候我们不注意的时候，我们讲出来的话呢会把人给误会了。
So we need to be careful because when we're not careful, things that we can say that we say can defile people. I think it's idle words. Idols.
嗯哼。好了，下面我们看十五节和十六节。
Verse 15.
好了，那这里面讲的说富户就是有钱人呐、啊，有钱人的财物呢就是他的坚城。
A rich man's wealth is his strong city.
什么叫坚城呢
？What is a strong city?
就是安全嘛，对吧？你这个墙很，这个城很坚固的时候呢，敌人就打不进来嘛。
The strong city is it means protection, safety that the enemies can't come in and attack you.
所以财务呢是可以帮助人有一种安全的。
So wealth can provide you with safety.
我们叫衣食无忧啊。
嗯。
嗯，就是你不用担心吃啊穿什么。
It means you don't have to worry about anything.
嗯，所以每天呢，你不需要为这些事情担忧的，因为有钱嘛。
If you have money, you don't need to worry about these things.
然后下面就讲了，穷人的穷乏是他的败坏。
The poverty of the poor is their ruin.
这里边讲的不是穷人是败坏，是穷人的贫乏是他的败坏。
This means that it's not.Poor people who are their own ruin, but the poor people's poverty, which is their ruin.
啊哈，所以穷人没问题的哈，穷人是没问题的。
There's nothing wrong with poor people.
不是穷人就是败坏的，穷人不一定是败坏。但是这里讲到穷人的贫乏是他的败坏。
It does not mean that all poor people will be ruined, but that their poverty is what ruins them.
所以你看哈，是我们前面讲过了，人穷。为什么人穷？
Why
还记不记得？
Are people poor?
因为人懒惰。
Because they're lazy.
人懒惰导致的是穷乏。
Which results in poverty.
好了，讲到这些穷人呢，他的贫乏，就是穷嘛，因为他的懒惰而产生贫乏，他要去怎么样呢？就要去偷。
Some poor people are lazy, and in order to supply.Their needs, they go and steal things.
或者通过不劳而获的方式来得到，不劳而获，不劳动却要得到东西。
Or other unjust means of gaining what they want.
所以呢，当我们去，我们要通过我们自己的双手的劳动，我们有了财物呢，我们就不需要担心这些事情。
So if we work
through our labor.
If we labor for what we need, then we don't need to worry about what we need.
如果我们不想劳动，因为我们懒惰。
If we're lazy and we do not wish to work,
我们贫穷了。
Then we become poor.
我们没有饭吃了，这就是穷乏，贫乏。
We have nothing to eat, and that's poverty.
我们可能就会通过犯罪的手段把它得来。
We might try to obtain what we need by sinful means.
所以后边十六节他就说，义人的勤劳致生。
So the next verse says, "The wage of the righteous leads to life."
所以把这节经文，把前面的十五节经文呢，这个有关这个富户这件事情呢，和他的坚城呢，提高到另外一个层次了。
So, the strong city, from the previous verse becomes something more, something higher, which is life.
如果一个人通过他的劳动得来的钱可以使他衣食无忧的话，
if the money that a person earns through his hard work can allow him to live a life without worry.
那么一个义人
a righteous person
不但是有钱而且是个义人
it's not only someone with money but it's a righteous person.
他通过劳动他的勤奋他会怎么样呢使他自生不但是坚成了而且是可以生
OK
生命
If a righteous person earns what he needs through hard work, he can not only have a strong city, but it will lead to life.
是， 所以这是很重要的一件事，所以这是一个更高层次的。我们平时做人来说，我们劳动赚钱吃饭穿衣，这是好的。
In order to live, it's good that we work in order to eat and have clothing and things.
但是一个智慧的人
but a wise person,
或者说一个义人
a righteous person,
这样的人他更明白什么呢？不单是说我可以不用担心吃和穿的问题。
Understand that it's not only a question of not having to worry about what I need.
更重要的是生命的问题。
But more importantly, it will lead to life.
我们可以不去得罪上帝。
And we can not offend God.
那同样，这些因为懒惰而贫穷的人，他们可能去犯罪呢？
People who are poor because they're lazy.
那么这些
might go sin.
这些恶人
who are the wicked,
也就是他通过败坏的途径已经得到了他想要的东西
they have already gained what they wanted through wicked means.
但是这样的人却是会导致他灭亡的
but these people will be ruined.
所以我们今天看到很多有钱人
we see a lot of rich people,
富裕的人他们是怎么样呢？他们是通过非常败坏的途径得来的钱。
Who obtained their money through very evil ways.
圣经当中告诉我们一件事情。
The Bible tells us.
当审判的那一天。
On the day of judgment.
他不义所得来的，他所靠不义所得来的一切的钱财。
All the riches that he gained through unjust means.
都会系在他的脖子上。
Will be strapped around his neck,
把他坠入深海
and it will like sink him like an anchor.
就是这里所说的恶人的尽相致死
That's what this refers to. The gain of the wicked will lead to sin.
啊哈，我们现在比如说亿万富翁，如果把它都换成硬币的话，一亿美金全部换成 quarter.
If you had $100 million in quarters,
那就是可能是有一吨重啊，系在脖子上。
That would be like a ton.
放在孩子，你会不会游泳游得很开心
？Would you be able to swim freely?
你会就掉底下去
？No, you would sink.
喝水啊！所以我们要清楚知道一件事情，我们在对这个财富要有个正确的认识。
So we need to understand that we need.To have the right attitude when it comes to wealth.
好，我们再看下一节经文。
Verse 17.
第十七节。好，那这里讲说谨守训诲的，什么叫谨守训诲的
？Whoever heeds instruction.
Heed 什么意思
？What does it mean to heed?
Heed 是什么？注意，小心。
To be careful.
就是。当这个训诲出来的时候，你要一直瞅着他，完跟着他。
So when the instruction appears, you need to watch it carefully and follow it.
这叫谨守训诲的。然后呢，你就走在生命的路上，道路。
And then you will be walking on the path to life.
什么意思呢？你就不至于灭亡。
Meaning you will not perish.
你弃绝责备的，也就是说弃绝训诲的。
If you reject reproof, so reject instruction.
不听。
You don't listen.
爸爸妈妈说不听。
Whatever your parents say, you don't listen.
老师说不听。
You don't listen to your teachers.
教会主日学老师说不听。
You don't listen to your Sunday school teacher.
他就失了迷了路。
It will lead others astray.
你就走迷路了。
You yourself will.
你没有方向了。
You have no direction.
你没有知识了。
You don't 知识。
Knowledge.
You don't have knowledge.
你就没有方向了。
So you don't know which way you're going.
就好像你去一个你不知道的地方，却没有地图。
It's like you're going to some place you've never been before, but without a map.
如果我们要去飞机场没有地图的话
，If you want to go to the airport but you don't have a map,
我们可能会走错路。
You will probably get lost.
我们可以重新走。
You can.Start over.
甚至最差的情况就是我们错过了这班飞机。
A worst case scenario, you'll miss your flight.
然后呢，我这个飞机票花了1500块钱，没有了。
and I lose $1,500 on the ticket.
这是我们最大的损失，对吧？
That's the greatest loss you can suffer.
但是如果我们在人生的道路上，生命的道路上走错了，我们付上的代价是我们的生命。
But if we go astray on the path of life, then what we pay is our life.
而这个付上我们生命的代价，不是仅仅说我们哎呀受伤了，或者说哎呀我生病了，或者说我就死了。
What we lose is our life. Sorry, it doesn't just mean oh I got sick or I got hurt or I just died.
当然这些事儿一定会发生。
Of course, these things will happen.
但是更可能呢？我们可能会灭亡。
But more than that, we will perish.
这才是真正重要的。
That's the important thing.
所以当我们学到这些话的时候，你要把它积存在心里边。
So when we learn all of this, we need to store it in our hearts.
我们不但讲话的时候可以把这些知识让人家可以得到益处。
So that when we speak, not only can we let other people receive this.
得到益处好处
benefit from this, but,
就是我们自己也会从中得到益处的
we ourselves will benefit from it.
所以我们不是为了别人去积存这个知识
so we are not heeding instruction for other people
我们去指责别人啊，你们都不聪明哈，我聪明
it's not so that we can tell other people oh you guys are not smart but I'm smart
而是我们自己首先得到这知识也好，这智慧也好，所带来的益处，我们自己先得到。
So we are the first to benefit from this knowledge and this wisdom.
所以，孩子们，我们里面积存知识呢，不是为了骄傲的。
So we store up knowledge not so that we can be proud.
当我们积存知识呢，就好像你在吃饭一样。
When we accumulate knowledge, it's like we're eating.
当你不断的在吃，不断的吃，不断的在吃的时候，那些营养就在你的身体里边就留下来。
When you continuously eat, then all the nutrients will be absorbed by your body.
不断的这样积存的时候
，and when you're constantly absorbing the nutrients,
你就可以从这么大长到这么大。
You will grow from small to big.
然后就可以从这么大长到这么大。
Yeah, you will grow.
这么大和这么大有什么区别？
What's the difference between
这么大可以需要别人去照顾他，这么大呢，他可以照顾别人。
When you're very small, you need someone to take care of you. But when you're bigger, you can take care of other people.
你可以成为别人的祝福。
You can be a blessing to other people.
但是这个时候呢，他需要不断的从别人那里得到祝福。
But when you're small, you need to constantly be blessed by other people.
所以不要。藐视，不要轻看这些训诲。
So don't take instruction and reproof very lightly.
嗯哼。所以下面讲的话，前面讲的话和下面讲的话都是非常重要的。
So
前面的经文和后边的经文都是很重要的。
重要。
对，都重要。
So what we learned before and what we're going to look at, everything's very important.
好，下面又开始讲了。
18。
十八、十九，这里说，这就讲到了我们人性当中的一些罪恶。
Verse 18 talks about sin.
啊哈，他首先第一个讲说，隐藏怨恨的有说谎的罪。
First, the one who conceals hatred has lying lips.
所以这是非常重要的。
This is important.
因为后边呢，禁止嘴唇是有智慧的。
Verse 19, whoever restrains his lips is prudent.
好了，当一个人试图要去隐藏怨恨的时候
when somebody tries to conceal their hatred,
他可以选择两个方式
there are two ways of doing this.
一个方式是不吱声
one is to not say anything.
一个是什么呢？撒谎
one is a lie.
我没生气哦
I'm not mad.
我爱你哦
I love you.
但是我告诉你，通常人有怨恨在里边的时候呢
Normally,
他憋不住里边的怨恨了。
When you're concealing hatred,
这是不好的。但是当我们试图去隐藏怨恨的时候，有怨恨和试图去隐藏怨恨是两回事。
Okay, there's a difference between having hatred and trying to conceal your hatred.
所以当我们试图去隐藏的时候呢，你一定会撒谎。
When we conceal it, then we have to lie.
你明白我的？比如说，哎，我比如说我很讨厌纯明叔叔。
if I hate somebody,
比如说哈,
for example,
那我就直接来说明我讨厌你。
I can say I hate you.
或者说呢，我就不吱声就算了。
Or I cannot say anything.
但是不行啊，我想从纯面叔叔借钱。
But I need to borrow money from him.
我要说我恨他，他不借我。
If I say I hate him, he won't lend it to me.
我需要做什么呢？
What do I need to do?
纯面啊，我不但不恨你，我相当爱你。
Not only do I not hate you, but I love you.
这是一个什么？这是个谎言。
It's a lie.
然后呢？好了。这里边讲到的是试图隐藏，这里强调的是隐藏哈。
So here the emphasis is on concealing.
隐藏的意思就是你要把它盖上，不要别人知道。
You're trying to cover it up so that nobody can know.
用什么呢？用的就是谎言。
With lies.
所以当我们去讲一个谎言的时候呢，你会用另外一个谎言去掩盖一个谎言。
When you tell a lie, you often need to cover it up with another lie.
最可怜的一件事情是这样的，有一次呢，我到一个弟兄家里面去做客。
Once I went to somebody's house.
去看他。
Just to see him.
去的时候呢，哎，正好他们家在吃饭。
And they were eating when I arrived.
然后呢，我进去了之后呢，他说，来来来，吃饭吃饭吃饭。
And when I got, he called me to have dinner with them.
我没有怨恨哈。
I,
我只是就是说不想再吃东西了，因为我不想吃东西。
I bore no hatred, but I just didn't want to.Eat anymore.
而实际上呢，我是没吃东西。
But I didn't eat.
嗯，所以说，来来吃吃吃吃吃吃吃吃饭。
So he said, "Oh, come eat with us."
我随嘴就说一句话，我吃过了，不吃了，不吃了，我吃过了。
I just lied,、
嗯、
saying, "No, I already ate. It's okay, I already ate."
你知道更可怜的是，他就马上就说你吃的啥、啊、
？And then he asked me, "What did you eat?"
所以我必须要讲另外一个谎言。
So I had to tell another lie.
你明白我的意思没有？
Do you see that?
所以我是及时悔改了。
And then I repented right away.
我说我没吃，我实际上吃饭的时间就是离得近一点，我就不想再吃了。就是现在三点，我两点刚吃完。
Oh, I didn't actually eat, but I did eat.
所以呢，如果我们想隐藏的时候呢？
When we want to conceal something,
我们只能用谎言。
We can only use lies to do it.
特别是这些不好的东西的时候，我们都试图去掩藏、掩藏起、隐藏起来。
Especially when it comes to bad things.
为什么呢？因为我们让人家觉得我们是好人。
Because we want other people to think we're good.
也就是说，我们的好人的基础是什么呢？是我们的谎言。
So the basis of our being good is lying.
好了，下面说，口出残谤的是愚妄的人。
And whoever utters slander is a fool.
好了，另外一种人的是啥、啊？我不隐藏，
Another、
我一点都不隐藏。
Type of person is the one who doesn't try to conceal his hatred at all.
嗯，纯明，我讨厌你。
Hey, I hate you.
我特别讨厌你。
I really hate you.
这样的人是什么人？是愚妄人。
This type of person is also a fool.
啊，你这个人怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？
Like.Insulting people.
这样的人呢，也是欲望的人。
They are foolish.
所以让我们看到的一件事情是什么呢？就是我们要有一个平衡在里边。
We need a balance.、
嗯、我们要不要讲话？要讲话。
We do need to speak.
要不要讲话？要讲话，要讲诚实话。
And we need to speak the truth.
但是我们讲出来诚实话，是不是我讨厌你，我恨死你？ 是不是呢？
But do we speak truth to the point where we say I hate you?
也不是。
No.
那就是前面我们所看到的。
Verse 12.
我们是用恨来表达呢，我们还是用爱来表达呢？
Do we express ourselves with hatred or with love?
用恨表达，这就是愚昧人。
If we express ourselves with hatred, then that's being foolish.
用爱表达呢，那就是。不会败坏别人的。
If we do it with love, then we won't defile other people.
另外呢，我们也可以用谎言来掩盖。
Another is that we will use lies to cover up.
但是这个你盖不住的。
But you cannot cover hatred.
有一天怎么样呢？就会爆发出来。
One day it will explode.
所以对于我们这些罪人来说，
For sinners,
十九节呢给我们一个。智慧的出路。
Verse 19 gives us a very wise solution.
嗯哼，说多言多语难免有过。
When words are many, transgression is not lacking.
所以你比如说你每天总在不拉不拉不拉不拉不拉不断的在讲不断的讲，难免就会有错误的。
When you're talking all day and saying things, then there's a greater chance that you'll say something wrong.
那么这里讲的说，禁止嘴唇是有智慧的。
But whoever restrains his lips is prudent.
换句话说呢，就不要多言多语。
In other words, don't be of many words.
那么这里讲的是什么叫 restraints？ 他用的是这个词，就是你要限制你的嘴。
Restraint.
限制你的嘴呢？我们这里翻译要禁止你的嘴，实际他讲的是限制 ，limit.
It means to restrict what you say.
限制你的嘴。也就是前面所讲的，我们讲话多少不是问题，关键问题是我们要有控制的，你是可以控制的。
So like we saw before, it's not a question of how much you speak, but rather of controlling what you say.
所以说我们所关心的是讲话的质量，而不是讲话的数量。
So this concerns the quality of our speech and not the quantity.
但是我们今天很多时候讲话讲太多了。
But a lot of times today we talk too much.
所以这本身呢也是个智慧。如果我们觉得说，哎，我这个讲话本身就是不走大脑的，不经过大脑的。
If you recognize that you speak kind of without filter.
那我们就遇到事情的时候，我们就多看一看，多想一想。
Then you need to think about things, think about your words more carefully.
而不是随随便便的就讲很多的话。
Not just carelessly speak.Anything.
但是呢，也不是不讲话哈，不是在鼓励不讲话。
But that isn't to encourage complete silence.
而是少讲那些败坏的、不造就人的、与人没有益处的话。
That we should not say things that defile or that do not benefit other people.
所以我们又回到这个问题的原点。
Okay, we're going back to the root of this issue.
就是我们里边是什么
？Is what do we have in us?
所以我们现在就在学习。
That's why we need to study.
学习着知识，学习着智慧。
To study wisdom and knowledge.
好，最后两节还是讲到了嘴。
20 and 21.
好，作为总结呢，这里讲的是义人的舌。
Tongue of the righteous.
也就是一人讲话呀，他讲的话，舌头呢就是他讲的话。
This refers to what the righteous people speak.
他说乃是高银。
Is choice silver.
就是很值钱的，有价值。
Meaning it.
他讲的话有价值。
What he says is of high value.
说恶人的心。
But the heart of the wicked.
所值无几。
Is of little worth.
没有价值。
It's worthless.
换句话说，他心里边说。的东西以及他嘴里边说讲出来的东西没有价值。
So everything that he carries in his heart and everything that he says is of little worth.
那艺人呢所讲的话，他的价值在哪里呢？他可以教养多人。
The value of what the righteous speak is in that they can it can feed many.
那个愚昧人他所讲的话呢，为什么不值钱呢？
But what the wicked say is worthless because
你听他的讲话呢，没有什么养育没有这个养啊，去让人死。
养是
feed.
Oh, because what they say doesn't have any substance, so people die.
所以两件事情要提醒的。就是我们要讲什么样的话，是有价值的还是讲没价值的。
What kind of words do we wish to speak? A value or worthless?
第二件事呢，是我们花时间要听别人讲话，我们是听没有价值的呢，我还是去听有价值的。
The second question is, when we listen to other people speak, should we listen to words of value or worthless words?
比如说这里边有两个吃的东西，两盘子吃的东西。
For example, there are two plates of food.
一盘子呢是非常健康的，有营养的食物。
One is very healthy and very
nutritious. 另外一盘子是垃圾食品。
The other one is junk food.
你要吃哪个呢
？Which one will you eat?
你要吃哪一个？
当然喜欢吃这个嘛。
但是现在你会发现呢，这个东西呢，这个垃圾食品呢更受欢迎。
You should eat the healthy food, but people tend to like the junk food.
所以你要知道，我们人本身是坏的，我们不是好的。
You need to know that we, in our nature, are not good, but we're sinful.
我们是不喜欢这样有价值的东西的，我们是喜欢这些没有价值的东西的。
We don't like things of value, but rather we like worthless.
所以我们必须要对自己有个正确的认识。
So we need to properly understand ourselves.
另外一个呢，我们的食，好了，纯明叔叔到我家里做客。
If I have a guest in my home,
我是给他这个有营养的、健康的食物呢，还是给他垃圾食品呢
？Should I give him the healthy food or the junk food？
或者说我两个食品都拿出来给他，你自己选，想吃哪一个呢
？Or if I give him both and let him choose？
我问这个问题就是要告诉我们一件事情。
I ask this question to make a point。
就是我们里边，我们到底有什么
？That is, what do we have in us？
也就是这里边我们要做一个义人、
we must be righteous people.
我们做一个义人，我们讲出的话才有价值。
So that when we are righteous people, then what we say will carry value.
我们不是讲什么话我们就是义人，而是我们是义人，我们才讲出义人的话。
It's not that we speak righteous words and that makes us righteous, but rather we speak righteousness because we are first righteous
inside.
Inside.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
Very important.
我们没有那么多的时间。
We don't have a lot of time.
去放在这些没有价值的事情上面。
We don't to be able to waste it on things.
我们不但不去讲这些没有价值的话。
Not only should we not speak worthless words.
对别人没有价值的事情。
Things that are of no value to other people.
同样，我们也要远离这些没有价值的一些浪费时间的这种谈话。
We must also avoid listening to words that don't have any value.
有一次呢，我是去看电影，好像是。
I went to see a movie once.
看那个电影呢，就是叫什么？叫基督 The Passion of Christ。
It was the Passion of the Christ。
那个看完的时候的话是很晚很晚了。
The movie finished very late。
所以当我从那个 mall 的电影院里面出来的时候呢
，As I was exiting the mall，
我看了大概有十几个，大概就是像 Elin 这么大的孩子。
There were， 你说十几个？
就像 Elin 这么大年纪的孩子。
Maybe ten young teenagers.
Teenagers. 他们呢有男孩子有女孩子。
Boys and girls.
他们就在那个帽里边那个椅子上面就在那里躺着站着啊走啊坐各种各样的。他们可看很明显他们在那里 killing time.
They were just killing time in the mall.
我走过的时候我就听他们在讲话。他们没有讲什么有用的话就啊嗨啊饭嗨啊。
I walked by and I heard they weren't really having any conversation.
他们不是在那里说我们写作业在那里研究一下作业怎么写。
They weren't doing their homework or anything.
他们在那里扯淡。
They were just
killing time.
Around killing time.
所以他们把他们的生命放在这些没有价值的上面。
Spending their life on worthless things.
他们彼此之间没有互相的帮助。
They didn't
互相的益处。
They didn't help each other in any way.
所以呢，如果长此以往的话，这样的人就会在愚昧当中，因为无知识而死亡。
And if they continue like this, then they will be those fools who
在无知当中死亡。
Who die for lack of sense.
这样的人不单在上帝的面前是没有价值的。
Not only are they without value before God.
就是在世界上人的面前都没有价值。
But they're without value even.
因为他每天与人交往的过程当中，就是产生不断在产生许多的垃圾。
Because they're essentially producing garbage every day.
他把垃圾吃下去。
They eat garbage.
存在肚子里边。
And they store it up.
然后把它再讲出来，去污染别人。
And then say more garbage to defile others.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
So this is very.
不要浪费你们的时间在没有价值的上面，也不要。 浪费时间在这些极纯那些没有价值的东西上面。
Don't waste your life on these worthless things.
因为是有害的。
Because it is harmful.
非常重要的。
Yes.
所以呢，孩子们，我们面对财富也好，面对我们的口舌呀，我们的讲话。
Whether it comes to wealth or the words that we speak.
重点是我们是怎样一个人。我们的心是怎么样的？
The important thing is what kind of person we are, how our heart really is.
我们的心里边要不但学习，要把它存在我们心里，就是什么呢？公义、正直。
We need to not only study righteousness and wisdom, but we need to store it in our heart.
智慧。
Wisdom.
知识。
Knowledge.
我们才能够成为一个与人与己都是有价值的。
So that we can be valuable to other people and to ourselves.
啊，也就是说我们自己是有个价值的。这个价值在乎什么呢？我们是能够为神做见证的。
To be beneficial, the value lies in our being able to.
To be. 我们可以成为神这个智慧的一个见证人。
So that we can be witnesses, for God's wisdom.
所以非常重要，不要浪费时间。
So don't waste your.
不要浪费在那些愚昧人所做的事情上面。
Don't waste your time on things that foolish people do.
所以你比如说读书哈，读书呢，我们今天有很多的书要读的，所以我们父母今天要提醒父母一下。
There are a lot of books that we need to read.
这边就是在这边的受社教，我觉得都挺好的，他们特别鼓励孩子从小建立一个读书的习惯。
Generally, children are encouraged to like reading, to learn how to read.
这是很好的。
Which is good.
但是很多的时候呢，我们父母呢却忽略了孩子读什么。
But a lot of times parents neglect to care about the content of what children read.
我们很少去过问说，哎，这个星期老师让你读了什么书。
We rarely ask, oh, what did your teacher ask you to read?
于是我们就让孩子自己凭着他的喜好自己到图书馆去读。
And then we allow them to go to the library and read whatever they want.
或者说老师让你读啥你就读啥。
Or just read whatever the teacher tells you to read.
这个是不好的。
That's not good.
因为凭着孩子自己的本性去读的时候呢，他会读很多不该读的东西。
Because children will likely read things that they shouldn't read.
也就是说他会在他的里边积存一些垃圾的。
And they will end up storing up a lot of garbage.
不但浪费了他们的时间
not only wasting their time,
而且也会让这些孩子 无形当中去效仿这个世界，就是在不知不觉的当中
leading their children to unintentionally follow the ways of the world.
所以我们要小心呢、啊、
so we need to be careful.
所以我们孩子要读什么书你要去看，给爸爸看看读的什么书。
We need to see what it is that our children read.
如果我们有时间的话，最好就带着我们自己的孩子去图书馆去借书。
It's best if we take our kids to the library to find books.
使我们的孩子呢，从小要建立一个什么呢？要能够认识那些有价值的东西，并且学习有价值的东西。
Teach our children to recognize what are the things that we should study and read that are of value.
这是我们父母在孩子面前应该尽的责任。
That's the responsibility that parents have toward their children.
我们同样，我们稍微大一点的孩子也是一样。不要把很多的时间放在那些没有用的上面。
Don't spend all your time on useless things.
你看年轻人现在，你看很有意思的，你比如说从我们这个微信上，你就可以看出来我们有花了多少时间在网络上边。
We spend so much time online.
因为我发现呢，就是我们那个微信上边越来越多你们讲的话我都听不懂。
And on WeChat, for example, there are more and more expressions that you use that I don't understand.
说明你是被这个网络里边每天都在上面，你就学习了那上面的语言，那上面的习惯。
And you're learning all the language of whatever the internet speaks.
然后我们觉得说大家都这么说呀。
And we think everybody speaks like.
但是大家都这么说，不一定就是有价值的。
But that doesn't mean it's good.
很可能是最没价值的。
Very, very likely, it means that it's more worthless.
所以我们要非常非常的小心。
So we need to be very, very careful.
嗯哼，好，时间太久了，我们请村民叔叔为我们做结束祷告。